The rich man and Lazarus. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered by sores, and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, because I'm in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things, but now he's comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He says to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even someone rises from the dead."
财主与萨拉路，这不是一个寓言，而是一个故事。因为萨拉路被直呼其名，看来萨拉路与神有某种联结，因为神知道他的名字。从前有个财主，穿着紫色细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。有一个讨饭的人叫萨拉路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口。他渴望吃财。有桌子上掉下来的食物，甚至狗也来驱赶他。后来，那个讨饭的人死去，被天使带到亚拉巴罕的怀里，财主也死亡了，并且最终埋葬。他在阴间受苦，举目远望亚伯拉罕，又望见萨拉路在他的怀中，于是他呼求亚伯拉罕：“我祖亚伯拉罕，可怜我吧。”请打发萨拉路来，用指尖蘸水，来让我的舌头感到润湿，因为我在这火湖里极其痛苦。亚伯拉罕回答说："我的儿，你当回想你生前享过福，萨拉路也受过苦，如今他在这里得到安歇，你反之。不但如此，在我们和你们之间有深渊隔开。"以致人要从这边到你们那去是不可能的，而要从你们到我们这边来也是不可能的。他又回答说："我的天父，我求你打发萨拉路到我家里去，因为我还有五个兄弟，让他警告他们，免得他们也到这里来受苦。"亚伯拉罕回答说："他们有摩西和先知的话，让他们听从即可。"他说："不，我祖亚伯拉罕。"若有一个从死里复生的人到他们那里面去，他们肯定会要悔改。耶稣对他说："如果他们不听从摩西和先知的话，即使有一个人能死里复活之后去警告他们，他们也不会相信。因为耶稣已经从死里复活，最终结果仍旧是一样。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第46讲。欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program at 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of learner, and then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive program can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 46th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, so firstly, as do you mind today's personal study summary? A rich man wore purple clothes and ate well every day. A poor beggar named Lazarus lay at his gate, cowed with sores and wanting to eat crumbs from the rich man's table. They both died. Lazarus went to the Abraham's side, a happy place, but the rich man went to the Hades and was in great pain. He asked a question to Abraham to send Lazarus with a drop of water to cool his tongue. Abraham said no, because the rich man already had good things in life, but Lazarus had bad things only. Also, a big chest separated them so no one could cross over. The rich man then asked Abraham to send Lazarus to warn his five brothers so that they wouldn't come to that place of torment. Abraham said they have mouths and prophets, let them just listening. The rich man said if someone rose from the dead, his brother would repent. Abraham repeated, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't believe even someone raised from the dead. So this story teaches us to listen to God's word and be careful for others. Jesus did raise from the dead, but many still didn't believe it yet. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. The most important thing about this Bible passage is that we do not have to deal with a parable. This is a story which has happened in real life because Jesus mentioned the name of Lazarus and the place like the house of the rich man and the Hades.
大家好，关于今天的这段内容，最重要的是我们不必把它当成一个寓言来说。实际上，这是一个真实发生的事情，因为耶稣提到了撒拉路的名字和一些地方，比如说财主的房间，还有所谓的火湖和阴间。
Jesus did not mention the name of the rich man. It seems he had no relationship with him, so it was not of importance to him how he was called here on earth. He was just one godless person among others, and Jesus did not pay much attention to him.
耶稣没有提及那位富人的名字，看来富贵与他并无交集，所以富人在世上有没有称谓对他来说并不重要，他不过是众多不信神之中的一个，耶稣并没有过多的关注于他。
It was interesting, too, that the history says the rich man was buried, but Lazarus carried off angels to the side of Abraham. The funeral of Lazarus was not mentioned.
有趣的是，史书记载那个妇人最终被下葬，而撒拉路却被天使带到亚伯拉罕身边，撒拉路的葬礼却只字未提。
But as our soul is immortal, the rich man awoke in eternity too, and there was a bad place which a lot of suffering.
但由于我们的灵魂是不朽的，这位妇人也在永恒中醒来。却发现自己身处一个糟糕的地方，饱受苦难。
In lifetime, he never cared about Lazarus, but now he wants him to bring some water. Abraham says it's not possible because there is a division between them.
他生前从未关心过萨拉鲁，如今却想让他送水。亚伯拉罕说这不可能，因为他们之间永远有着隔阂。
The rich man does not want to come his five brothers to his place, but Abraham says clearly having Moses and the prophets is enough to believe, and as Kiki mentioned, that even when a dead person arises, like Jesus did, the godless people will not believe.
富裕的人不愿意让他的五个兄弟来此遭受同样的苦难，但亚伯拉罕却明确地指出，有摩西和先知们的教导就足以让人相信。正如琪琪今天所说，即使死中复活，像耶稣那般，这些不信神的人也是会不信的。OK，based on above Bible study content, now let me answer some related questions. We hope the following questions can be very helpful to our brothers and sisters. So, the first one, Shrestha. Why does the rich man have no name, but the poor man is called Lazarus? 为什么财主没有名字，但穷人却留下名字呢？
The rich man did not have any importance for God.
那个富人为富不仁，对上帝毫无敬畏之心。Second question. So, sister, the rich man lived a very comfortable life, yet he went to the lake of fire after dying. Why? 财主生活条件好，死后却进入了火湖，为什么这样的结果呢？
Because he spent all his goods into life in comfort in the earthly life and did not care that there was a man suffering outside his house.
因为他把所有的财产都花在了享受尘世的舒适生活和欢愉上，丝毫不在意他家门外正有这样一个人正在受苦受难。Well said. Next question. What did the devil do to Lazarus? Was that good or bad for him? 狗又对萨拉路做了什么？那对他来说是不是糟糕的事情呢？
It was horrible. Imagine you have scars and dogs come to lick you.
这实在是非常恐怖的事情。想象一下，你身上有伤疤，而狗却迎面而来。Next issue, sister. Where did Lazarus go after he died? Where did the rich man go? 拉萨路死后去了哪里？财主死后又去了哪里呢？
Lazarus was brought to Abraham's side by the angels. The rich man went first to cemetery, but he awoke in the place of torments.
天使将拉萨路带到亚伯拉罕身边，财主先去的墓地，最终却在受苦之处醒来。So, next one for sister. Why couldn't the rich man get even one drop of water from Lazarus? 为什么财主连一滴水从拉萨路那里都得不到？
Because there was a division between them.
因为他们始终存在着永远的分歧。Next issue. So, what did Abraham say was between the rich man and Lazarus? 亚伯拉罕说，财主和拉萨路之间有什么样的连结呢？
He said that there was a big chasm between them and that nobody can cross to the other side.
他们之已经出现了这样巨大的鸿沟。而且没有人可以逾越它。Okay, so next question. Who did the rich man want to warn about the place of torment? 财主想警告谁不要来到这个火湖呢？
He wanted to warn his five brothers who still were alive.
他想借此来警告他仍旧在世的五个兄弟。Next issue, sister. What did Abraham tell the rich man his brothers to listen to? 亚伯拉罕告诉财主，他的兄弟应该能聆听到什么的教诲呢？
They should listen to Moses and the prophets.
他们应该听从摩西和先知的教诲。Next question. So that rich man thought a dead person coming back to life would make his brother change. Did Abraham agree? 财主以为人可以死里复活，然后去警告他的兄长，难道他们就会改变吗？这样的观点，亚伯拉罕是否同意？
No, he said, even when a dead person comes to life again, they will not believe.
他不同意，因为即使死人复活，他的兄长也不会相信，因为没有信仰。So, today's last question for Caesar. Jesus really came back from the dead, but many people still didn't know or believe. How is that like the end of this whole story today? 耶稣真的死中复活，但是很多人不信。这和今天的内容结尾有什么样的相似之处呢？
It is said that people still not do believe, and it confirms what Abraham said, even a person rises from death, people do not believe.
这实在是令人悲伤的事情。人们总是这样，不相信上帝，这也相信了亚伯拉罕所说的话：即使有人死而复生，最终结果也一样。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家收听，祝大家2026年6月快乐，我们下期再会。